Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm Luke Burbank, still.
Singer-songwriter, producer as well, correct, Teddy?
Yeah, why not?
All right, he does it all. Teddy Thompson has a new album coming out next Tuesday. It's on the 17th. It's called Up Front and Down Low, and he's joining us in the studio today. We're so glad you could make it down today, Teddy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, the album is a series of cover songs, except for one that you wrote. Oh, how did you whittle it down with so many amazing, and we should say country, songs? How did you whittle it down to the ones you chose for the record?
I had a few that were favorites from when as a kid that I loved, and then the rest of them I just bought CDs and started. It was a little project, I trawled through the backwoods of country music.
You don't sound like you're from the backwoods, though.
What?
I think people are probably wondering.
I'm from the backwoods of London. It's a little unusual, but I actually grew up on country music, which may seem strange, but that's what was playing in my house when I was a kid, and that's what I love.
Was that kind of weird in England?
That was kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That was kind of cute, and it was kind of weird.
Would I sound like a Valley girl? Thank God this isn't a real radio show.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
You did for a second there.
That's why we do this show, so I can learn to not talk like a Valley girl. Yeah. Was that weird in England, country music?
It was a bit, yeah. It was just both my parents are musicians and country fans, and it was just something that was playing a lot in the car, and it was just the first music that I remember hearing and loving.
Your dad is actually Richard Thompson, and he's on the record as well.
He plays guitar in a few songs, yeah.
When you're working with him, when you're collaborating with him, is he just the guitar player of the day? Or do you have the relationship of, this is my dad, and I need to talk to him in that relationship we have?
It's more like a guitar player. It's I don't know. I mean, he's very professional. He's not somebody you need to tell him what to play anyway, so it's more like you just come in and chat, and it's nice to see my dad, and then you hit play, and then he does what he does, and you don't need to give him a lot of direction.
One of the things I really liked when I was listening to the CD was, I love a lot of this. There's lots of strings.
Yeah, there's a lot of strings
on the record. Let's play a little bit so people can hear it, and then we can talk about it.
Okay.
Must have had a change of heart. You don't treat me like you did at the start. Your campaign of love was quite a work of art. Now I guess must have had a change of heart.
As you can imagine, the name of that song is Change of Heart from Teddy Thompson's new record, Up Front and Down Low. Teddy, so in terms of bringing in all these lush strings, everything else is really sparse. Why did you make that decision?
Well, I wanted to do something a little different. I wanted to do these country songs, and it was a fun project to do, but I sort of hit upon this idea as we were getting into it, of having a string quartet and quite a non-country sounding string quartet. So having country songs, but with very European sounding strings, sort of Baroque sounding strings. And we had this wonderful string arranger in England do them called Robert Kirby, who's famous for doing the Nick Drake records in the 70s. So he sort of added a different dimension, and it became something a little more interesting than just some dude doing country songs.
Some dude doing country songs. Well, some dude was producing this record as well.
Yeah.
What was challenging about producing yourself?
Probably not being able to say no to myself because I'm so irresistible. There's a little bit of, there's nobody really to make decisions except for me, which is hard. At some point you'd like turn around to someone and just say, what should I do? But that person is actually me. So that's the main challenge. You've got to self-edit and self-decide. That's not a phrase. You know what I'm saying? I'm just turning my cell phone off here because I had this ESP that I was going to get an important phone call, and I thought that's not good.
All right, well, now that your cell phone's turned off, can you play it soon?
Well, exactly.
Us?
Yeah, sure. So this is this song is called Down Low, which is the song I wrote on the record, and it's the down low part of up front and down low. Okay.
Love, I've been thinking of you and the things I used to do and the trouble I made. Love, you'd be better off dead with a bullet in your head and come back to me. Keep it on the down low. Don't tell everybody. I loved you more than I showed. But I'm only a man. My pride makes demands. But only ever lead me to sorrow. So burn all the letters I sent, for every word that I meant, held to that blue lie. Forget every nice thing I said. There are thoughts in my head that would make you cry. Keep it on the down low. Tell everybody you know. I loved you more than I showed. But I'm only a man, and my pride makes demands. Only ever lead me to sorrow. Oh, I was making you sad. I have a heart, but it's bad. Keep it on the down low. Don't tell everybody you know. I loved you more than I showed. But I'm only a man. God makes demands. Only ever lead me to sorrow. Good luck, child of growth. Break the habits I show. I still got time. And find someone. Still got time.
I'm totally understanding why girls go in for singer-songwriters. Because I kind of want to give you my number right now.
You want to hang out later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you a Valley Girl just, impression that'll blow your mind.
We'll go for a drink. Whatever happens, happens.
Should I leave you two alone?
Yeah.
Sure, maybe. Teddy Thompson playing off of his new album, Up Front and Down Low. Your parents are both pretty well-known musicians, and I was kind of reading up on you the last couple of days, and everywhere I see you mentioned, a lot of times there's a reference to your folks. Has that been something that has been kind of annoying, or is it something that has, you know, it's nice to have somebody in the family who kind of knows from music?
Yeah, a bit, but it's never really annoying. You know, I come from they're folk musicians, and I come from that sort of English folk musician background thing where it's actually a good thing to have family that's all, there's a big tradition of it, there's a lot of families that sing and play, so it's sort of something to be celebrated where I come from, so I don't see it as being a burden.
Right, but you don't feel like, I've read a lot of, like I said, in stories that are about you, they'll talk about what an amazing musician your dad is, particularly mm-hmm. his guitar work is just, I mean, it's like legendary.
Yeah.
And then I even read someone said, Teddy, he's a competent guitar player. Uh-huh. Yeah. They're like, come on, compare me to my dad all the time.
Well, I mean, a little bit, but... you know, also, I was very aware from when I was a kid that, you know, that my dad is about as good as it gets in playing the guitar. So it's not really something that I ever aspired to getting as good as him at, if you know what I mean. And my mother is a great singer as well. So I never really thought I was going to eclipse them in those direct comparisons, you know.
Yeah.
So, no, not too much. I mean, once in a while you get bored of the same question, but only because it's the same question. If somebody asked me what my favorite color was every day in an interview, I might get sick of that as well.
Okay, I'm going to take that off the list. No color talk. Yeah. Well, you know, I just want to make sure we can get another song in here as we're sort of running up against it. So I know you, I understand you got another number from the record that you're going to play.
I'm
eagerly awaiting. I got so excited yesterday when I realized this song. If it's the song I'm thinking of.
I was asked to play.
George Jones?
Yeah, it's the George Jones
song. I got so excited yesterday when I saw this was on the record. So.
Yeah, it's a great song. So here we go. Just because I ask a friend about her, just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I rang her number. She thinks I still care. Just because I haunt the same old places where the
be thinking I still need her. Well, let that silly notion bring her cheer. But how could she ever be so foolish? Ah, where would she get such an idea? Just because I ask a friend about her, just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I saw her then went all to pieces. She thinks I care.
Teddy, when we hear you play, I can't imagine you doing anything else for a living.
I can do it all.
Well, I mean, for a living. My question is,
for living.
Did you ever have, was there anything else you ever thought you wanted to do in your life besides being a musician?
Not much, no. I didn't have, but not because I was ultra passionate until later. I mean, I'm into it, whatever. Mm-hmm. But
quit hounding me. I'm into it.
I'm into it. I like doing this. It's fun. But I don't have any other skills. I never had anything else I was really good at that sort of competed for my attention. You know, some people are good. Some musicians are good artists and stuff as well, and they think. But I never had anything like that. So I was all eggs in one basket.
Well, it's a pretty good basket.
Okay, good eggs, good basket.
Yeah. Good eggs, good basket. That's what they say about me.
Sure.
Let me give you, can I give you a little plug for what's happening
sure,
in your life in the next
yeah,
week? Because you're going to be kind of busy.
Yeah, on Tuesday I'll be having breakfast at...
And then in the evening you can go to Mo Pit Kittens, where you have your record release party, and then Letterman Wednesday night.
Yes, Letterman Wednesday.
Have you done that before?
No. Sorry, I forget.
It's going to be like this, except people will actually see you
okay.
and hear you.
All right, so
but
similar.
It's kind of glamorous, like being on the Bryant Park Project.
Cool. Yeah.
Philadelphia, you get to see him at Tin Angel on the 28th. Miss Madison, Wisconsin, on August 8th, and Chicago. Oh, you're playing Shubas. I like Shubas. August 10th.
Mm. Yes.
All right, Teddy Thompson. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
The name of the record is Up Front and Down Low.
And speaking of down low, the clock is getting very down low to the end of our second real show. I don't know if this is going to make Matt mad, but Teddy, could you just play us out with a little music as we say goodbye from the Bryant Park Project?
As we watch David Beckham.
Yeah. Focus on the soccer in a minute there, Broseph. All right, this is the Bryant Park Project. Thanks so much for listening.
You finally said something good when you said goodbye. So don't wait around to see if I'm gonna cry. Instead of tears streaming down my face, I find a great big smile in the place. You finally said something good when you said goodbye. Don't wanna rush you, babe, but I'll help you pack. I've been waiting for you to make a move like that. Don't waste your time on goodbyes, dear. You've already said I want to hear. You finally said something good when you said goodbye. Faster, I'll call a cab. pay the tab. You've been talking and talking all these years. You finally said what I want to hear. You finally said something good when you said goodbye. You finally said something good when you said goodbye. So don't wait around to see if I'm gonna cry. You've been talking and talking all these years. You finally said what I wanna hear. You finally said something good when you said goodbye. You finally said something good when you said goodbye.